We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And I hate to do this, but I've got more bad news.
What? Jeffrey, get out of here. Leave.
I know.
I'm serious. Walk out the door right now.
I'm sorry.
Do not do this.
How many times have I opened a break this year by saying that?
That's all it's been.
But hey, welcome to Bad News in the Morning.
Yeah. If you missed it last week, we talked about Kraft Foods launching a Twitter contest called Send Nudes. Spelled N-O-O-D-S, like noodles.
Yeah, it was great. Funny, clever. You could get a free box of mac and cheese.
Right, that was the whole idea. Yeah. People could tweet the hashtag sendnudes to Kraft.
Yeah.
And it'd give you a chance to send a free box of Kraft macaroni and cheese to any friend that you wanted.
Did someone ruin it?
Good gesture.
According to reports, a bunch of people were outraged at Kraft for sexualizing macaroni and cheese.
This is the wrong place to put your outrage. There's a lot of great places to put your outrage in the world.
Seriously.
Right now. Kraft's clever little, you know.
Little play on words?
Play on words is not the place.
And kids don't know what it means.
But I would argue that macaroni and cheese is already sexualized.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't get turned on when you mic a bowl of mac and cheese, something's wrong with you.
Well,
I mean, if you listen to Megan Thee Stallion or Cardi B lately, you also know that mac and cheese is also
very
sexualized.
There's even some groups that linked the Send Nudes campaign to being predatory towards children.
It wasn't aimed towards children. Do you know how many adults eat macaroni and cheese?
Where do you think the money comes from?
So,
where do you buy it?
What did Kraft do? They caved.
Oh, come on. And now
they've ended the campaign and scrubbed it from all their social media accounts.
Oh, stand strong, man.
Oh, man.
Kmart stood by their ship your pants.
Yeah, that was a great one.
It's hard to be edgy at all, man. That's tough.
Not allowed. Good job, 2020. You've taken away the only fun promotion that we've had all year long.
Now what are you going to do with all those naked pictures? You were going to send it Kraft macaroni and cheese.
I don't know. Now who knows what's next, too? Like station management is going to say, like, oh, that shock collar could be harmful to your long-term health.
Yeah,
don't do it anymore. We don't think so.
That would mean they'd actually have to care about us.
No. Yeah. And we're smarter than those suits, so take that.
Yeah.
Let's shock each other again.
Okay.
Because it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out to see who gets asked the trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, that person's punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text into 78592. Tell us what song you want to hear. Alexis is drawing a name out because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get, Alexis?
Sorry. Brooke, follow me on TikTok if you're horny.
You can't say that.
Because it's going to be a cure for the horniness, right? It'll end it immediately.
No.
Oh.
I am like TikToking hot fire.
All right.
No?
Okay. Well, Brooke's going to put on the shock collar while she does that. Digital Jake, please read us a shock collar question of the day.
Not too long ago, we witnessed KFC teaming up with Crocs to create shoes that look like fried chicken.
I want to buy them so bad.
Oh my God, they have little drumsticks on the top of them.
Yeah, they're dope.
Then Pizza Hut expanded their merch to partner with a clothing company to make personal pepperoni pizza scarves. Both items, straight fire.
Yep.
But some companies haven't been so lucky when it comes to food brand extensions. Today, I will tell you 5 food mashups that may or may not have happened over the years.
Ooh, okay.
You need to tell me which ones are real and which are made up. Okay, I'm going to give you 30 seconds for each one. Do you understand? I'm going to bring one up for you.
Okay, and then we're going to decide right on the spot.
You guys have 30 seconds to determine real or fake, and then we'll move on.
Okay,
right.
What do you got?
Start
me.
Number 1, Colgate beef lasagna.
Colgate, like the toothpaste?
No, yes.
Colgate,
I think it's
lasagna?
Real. I know random trivia, and I swear Colgate used to make other stuff, and I think that's why they got into toothpaste, because you could clean your mouth after. Way back in the day.
Theoretically, it's a microwaved meal.
Yeah, right. I got that. For some reason, I didn't think Grandma was making it for us.
Yeah. And it makes sense to me that they would do that, because once you eat the lasagna, then you'd immediately want to buy their toothpaste and clean up your mouth.
Okay, everybody agrees. I'm going to say yes, real.
Okay.
Number 2, Gatorade Citrus Body Wash.
Oh, yeah, that sounds real to me, too.
Yeah,
I mean, especially after the Gatorade showers that you get when you win.
Oh,
right.
Yeah, that's probably motivated it.
I know. I mean, they don't even have to change the formula of the Gatorade. I think you just put it right on.
Gatorade Body Wash sounds pretty good. Sounds better than Axe to me. Let's go real on that one.
All right, you're going to say
sticky, though.
Real. Number 3, Cosmopolitan Magazine Greek yogurt.
What?
Why do I think these are all real? It's so bad.
That one's a stretch to me.
You think
I
so?
Know.
I don't know. John Stamos just got into the yogurt business, remember? And all the ladies were like, ooh, it's so hot. Look at how hot yogurt is.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of a strategy behind it, and I could see where people think, what do you do in the morning? You eat your yogurt, drink your coffee, and you read your Cosmo.
The only thing is I've never seen a Cosmopolitan branded
anything. Any food
product. Okay, I'm going to go fake.
You're going to go fake there. All right. The next one, Pillsbury frozen microwave popcorn.
What?
That was a lot of words.
No.
Pillsbury.
Why would you need to freeze popcorn?
What? Frozen
for
microwave.
Freshness.
Yeah, I feel like that would kill the flavor of the popcorn.
Yeah, I mean, if you're microwaving it, you just have kernels of popcorn. I think Jake came up with a dumb name.
Yeah.
Fake.
Excuse me. Yeah.
I think
he
said frozen.
If he didn't put frozen in there, I would have believed it.
Yeah. You're saying fake there?
Yeah, fake.
All right, the final one, Snickers candy bar sneakers.
Yes. Oh, my God. Don't you think? Oh. I mean, the sneaker business is, like, crazy. And there is collaboration.
I feel like he made that one up knowing that you would be hooked by the word Snickers.
He
showed and you would just agree no matter what.
I'm going to go real.
Know.
I'm going to say real.
Final answer?
Real. Snickers sneakers. Those are rad. That's a good name.
Good. I asked you to identify which of these five food brand extensions are real products and which one I made up off the top of my head. Here are the correct answers. You said Colgate beef lasagna was real, and that was real.
Yeah!
Let's go, Jake.
You said Gatorade citrus body wash was real, and that's fake.
Oh!
I made that up.
Dang it.
Good idea.
You said Cosmopolitan Magazine yogurt was fake, and that was real.
What?
Shut up!
You also said Pillsbury frozen microwave popcorn was fake, and that was real.
And finally,
I called you dumb, too. I'm sorry, Jake.
I will remember that. And finally, you said Snickers candy bar sneakers were real, and those were fake.
Oh, whoa, we got them all wrong.
You got one right. You got the lasagna.
Okay, because I read it randomly, I think, a long time
Jake,
ago.
Jake, I feel like you should go into the food mashup biz.
You really should.
A couple seconds ago, I was dumb.
I actually liked more than the real ones.
Well, we didn't get that right, not even close, so somebody wanted to hear you sing Holy by Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper.
Oh, his new one.
The way you hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me, hold me. There's a lot of hold me's.
Justin
so holy, 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 holy.
Just end it. End it real fast.
That's the whole song anyway.
It's your shot caller question of the day. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes.